Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the 10-minute weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on August 21st, 2009. The Darden Business Cast headlines today include a new school year, the Kindle arrives at Darden, and working with Dad. In our interview segment, we'll talk with our admissions director about planning ahead. First, here's the news. The full-time MBA class of 2011 arrived at Darden this week. Over 300 first-year students came to town to participate in activities scheduled to get them ready for classes next week. They took part in their first official First Coffee, attended career discovery forums, and were welcomed by Dean Bob Bruner. After a Saturday night Darden community picnic, classes begin Monday. Meanwhile, the MBA for Executives class of 2011 kicked off its new school year this past weekend. 58 executives are enrolled in the class, the program's fourth class. The executives are involved in orientation activities and coursework. As we record the podcast, the entire class is meeting with Dean Bob Bruner. In addition to the MBA programs, the PhD program welcomes a large class this semester. All in all, the Darden grounds are filled with activity. The first day of school is always exciting, but for the first-year students in Section D, it was even more special. They were chosen to participate in the Amazon DX Pilot Education Program. That means those 62 students were given the new Kindle DX, the wireless electronic reader, to use all school year. Their cases, textbooks, newspapers, and other learning materials are loaded onto the Kindles. First-year student Ted Cavan said the project lines up perfectly with his professional goals. He was pleased when he heard about the pilot at Darden.
I was really excited. One of the things I'm really interested in, one of the reasons I came to Darden, was environmentalism and helping companies and institutions be more green. So I was really excited that Darden was doing the Kindle program, and then when I found out I got to be part of it, it was exciting.
That student, Ted Cavan, he and first-year classmates in Section D will be using the new Kindle DX all school year. Well, considering we're just kicking off a new academic year, it seems odd to be thinking about next school year. But the admissions team at Darden is already focused on recruiting the class that will arrive here in August of 2010. We sat down with Darden's Director of Admissions, Sarah Neer. In this week's interview segment, she tells us about the admissions schedule of events for the next several weeks. Sarah, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks, Ken.
Summertime. For some people, it's a little slow. Sometimes it's fast. What's it like in the admissions world?
We've been pretty busy this summer. We are going to be having a new application system this year. And so we've been working with Simplicity, the company that's building it for us, and spending a lot of time to get it right. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to seeing everyone use it this fall.
Now, you're working on it, the class coming in, and we'll talk about that maybe in a few weeks. But you're also looking ahead for this coming year. And obviously, applicants and prospective students are looking ahead, thinking, I may want to apply to business school. What are some of the top-of-mind issues for you with the year coming up?
Well, we are very excited to be embarking on the recruiting for the class of 2012, amazingly enough. And we have just released our essay questions for this year's application this week. I'll be doing a video blog later this week talking about kind of tactics for how to go about those essay questions. But you should check out our website now and you can see what they are.
Great.
We went from three questions to two questions this year. Little more word count on the two questions. So it's actually the same number of total words.
Uh-huh.
But to give people a little more time with each area and to think about what they want to write about, that's the best place to start if you've whether or not you've taken the GMAT, you go ahead and look at school's essay questions and get started thinking about them before you actually have to write them.
Right. Now, lots of events coming up. I see some of the calendars you have, some of the places you're going. So what are some of the things you have lined up on your calendar, so to speak, for this fall at least?
Well, the first events are actually going to be in Asia because Terry DeGuzman, who's our chief administrative and financial officer, is going to be traveling in Asia this August.
Great.
So she'll be in the Philippines, Seoul, South Korea, and Hong Kong.
Great. And so, with some alumni, I take it? And
we will
some
be
events?
Having, yeah, joint events with our alumni and prospective students. So if you are interested in attending those events, just look for emails from us and for the postings on our website, and you can RSVP there and meet both Terry and our alumni in the region.
Is that an early start for you? August?
It is a little bit early. It's driven sort of by her travel, but mm-hmm. we actually have events that start the very beginning of August that are more group events with other schools, and then we'll be the biggest group event after the ones Terry's doing, which are Darden-only events, is Kelly Sauls from our office will be traveling to Africa.
Wow.
And she will be there with a few other schools. We're very excited about that, and so look for her there. Right. And then we'll be traveling in the U.S. September, October with the dean and other faculty and a few other international trips.
So we shouldn't be hard to find, in other words.
No.
if I'm thinking about the MBA and I'm pretty serious about it, what should I be doing now? What are some of the things that you – and you've been through this process, so you know, in both ends. So what do you look for?
Really, the things you can do in the summer are, like I said, start with the essay questions, but also start meeting with the people you think might be your recommenders. Have coffee with them. Start talking with them about your career goals and what you're looking to do, why you want to get the MBA, so that they're really prepared when it's time for them to actually write the recommendation this fall. Mm-hmm. And our first deadline is October 28th, so it is coming up quickly, and you should really start to be prepared for that, not just with the recommendations, but with everything else in the application, and of course the GMAT.
Yeah, of course. How many deadlines do you have this year?
We'll have three deadlines.
Is that new?
No, it's been that way for a couple of years, mm-hmm. but there used to be more deadlines. We've shifted the third deadline later, and so people can apply up through most of March. Last year, the deadline was early March, so that'll be a little bit of a change. The other two deadlines are actually exactly the same as last year.
Now, your video blog has a great following. You've been doing this, is it a year now?
A year, We started in the fall of last year.
And I would think that's a great place to go just for tips and information on this whole process. And I'm thinking the nice thing is you don't have to ask stupid questions because it's kind of one-way communication. So do you get feedback on the video blog?
We do. We get a lot of feedback when I meet people in person, but also to our written blog. People will write in and comment on both the video blog and the written blog. And that's great. That's given us great topics for future blogs.
Sure.
You also can go, if you're applying this year, and watch all the old video blogs from the year on YouTube. They're mm-hmm. all up. And then we'll be doing new ones, of course, for this year starting soon. So there's a lot of information out there. Some of it is specific to last year, but a lot of it is general, basic information that can be really helpful already this summer.
You mentioned the GMAT. Is there any advice about taking that or how to prepare for that?
The first piece of advice is to actually prepare. If the last standardized test you took was the SAT, it really is more of an aptitude test. And the GMAT has a lot of math that's pretty basic, but you're going to need to refresh on those formulas and other basic math skills. And that way you'll just be much more prepared. So at least take a few weeks, do practice tests. The GMAT will provide them with you for the charge of the test, so you don't have to buy them separately. And really make sure you understand that. The other thing that surprises people is managing the time. It's a long test, but it's cut up in sections. And so the more practice tests you can do in a controlled, timed environment, the better prepared you'll be on the day of the test.
Great. Good advice. We look forward to talking to you soon as our new class comes in. And we'll get the lowdown on those folks in a couple weeks. Sarah Neer, Director of Admissions at the Darden School, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
That's our conversation with Sarah Neer, Darden's Director of Admissions. If you're interested in the full-time MBA, the MBA for Executives, or the PhD program at Darden, check out our website at darden.virginia.edu. Well, there are a number of things fathers do with their sons, but co-authoring a book is rather unusual. Darden Professor Ryan Quinn has written a new book with his father, Robert, who teaches at the University of Michigan. The book is Lift, Becoming a Positive Force in Any Situation. The father and son are both involved with Positive Organizational Scholarship. The book explains how to contagiously uplift others around you. Their blog address is leadingwithlift.com/blog, leadingwithlift.com/blog. Professor Quinn will be our interview guest in an upcoming podcast. Well, that's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon at several places, among them the Darden homepage, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, I'm Ken White. wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week. Take care.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.